darling heart, and welcome to this episode of the Drink Less, Live Better podcast. This is the podcast that helps you to see that drinking less doesn't need to be stressful, lonely, or boring. I'm your host, Sarah Williamson, and I decided to have a year alcohol-free as a little life experiment and haven't looked back. I'm a best-selling author, expert speaker, and life coach. I'm here to champion you with your alcohol-free or drink-less adventures. Give me a follow on Instagram at drinklesslivebetter and head to the website drinklesslivebetter.com, where you will be able to sign up to the 5-day drink-less experiment, find blog posts, and you can choose to join the email club, where I share resources, wisdom, insights, and glimmers of hope and joy. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get straight to it. Episode 157, Rage or Resignation. I've been thinking a lot about the two emotions, rage and resignation. I've been wondering if they were opposite or similar emotional states. I was also thinking about how rage felt like a very active emotion and resignation felt more passive. Perhaps rage feels action orientated and resignation feels still and perhaps a bit lifeless. Aggressive versus passive. Neither are bad feelings, neither are good feelings. Drive, action, and passion may follow on from them. Anyway, what are the commonalities that I thought of? I'm so glad you asked. Here we go. Number one, emotional exhaustion. Both rage and resignation can stem from a place of emotional exhaustion. In the case of rage, perhaps it's the culmination of frustration, anger, and feeling massively overwhelmed by a situation. Resignation, on the other hand, often arises when you feel defeated and drained, unable to muster the energy to continue fighting against adversity. In both cases, there's a sense of being worn down and worn out. The fight has been fought. You are either raging or resigned. Either way, you're probably knackered. Number two, loss of control. Rage and resignation both involve a sense of losing control, albeit in different ways. In rage, there's a loss of control over your anger and impulses, maybe leading to outbursts or aggressive behaviour. In resignation, there's a loss of control over the situation or the outcome, where you feel powerless to change things despite your best efforts. Loss of control is, of course, an interesting thought in itself. Did we ever really have control in the first place, or did we just think we did? Number three, stress. Both rage and resignation can be manifestations of stress. In rage, stress may present outwardly as explosive anger or hostility. In resignation, stress may manifest inwardly as feelings of hopelessness or apathy. Whatever the expression, whether it's external or internal, the underlying stress contributes to that sense of overwhelm and impending doom. Number four, response to injustice. Both emotions can be responses to perceived injustices or real injustices. Rage often arises in response to immediate, acute injustices that provoke a real visceral reaction. Resignation, on the other hand, may develop over time in response to systematic or persistent injustices that seem insurmountable. In both cases, there's a recognition of unfairness or inequality that contributes to feelings of frustration and disillusionment. The injustices I have felt most recently have left me moving quickly from initial hot-blooded rage and a desire to go all in and fight to almost instantly, what's the point, shoulder shrugging, this is too big and too unwieldy for me to tackle. Number 5, impact on relationships. Both rage and resignation constrain relationships with others. In the heat of rage, you may lash out, causing rifts and conflicts. In a state of resignation, you may withdraw or disengage, leading to feelings of isolation or alienation. In both cases, the intensity of the emotion can make it difficult to maintain healthy connections, exacerbating your feelings of loneliness. While rage and resignation may manifest differently on the surface, they do share common themes of emotional distress, loss of control, and response to adversity. I've been thinking of rage and resignation more this week because I've seen them bubbling to the surface in others. I've seen people trying to push these feelings away, deny them, reframe them, and dismiss them. They're just emotions, like any other. They're meant to be felt in full technicolor, and it's so much better to talk about these feelings than to box them up and try to put them away. Be kind to yourself. Express your rage. Express your resignation. Campaign for the thing you're furious about. Write in a journal about the injustice you feel. Express yourself through art, poetry, music. Find the understanding, listening, and empathetic ear you need and talk about how you feel. Or drop me an email. Type it all out. Press send. Let it land gently in my inbox. I'll reply by typing, voice note, or video, and we'll both know you've put those feelings somewhere safe, somewhere they've been heard and noted. Thank you for listening in today. Come back again next week. Today's show notes include a link to the alcohol-free April program and to my 90-day program. P.S. I believe in you.